yesterday there was a lengthy meeting of the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Arts, Media, Communications, Culture and Sport. And Rowing Ireland, it was revealed during that meeting, had its Sports Ireland funding withheld on the eve of the Paris Olympics after failing to adequately address serious concerns around athlete safeguarding and welfare. That revelation emerged during the meeting, convened following testimonies from rowers about their experiences with the high-performance environment between 2021 and 2021-2024. One of those most prominently out and critical of what she called a culture of fear and selective silence was Kerry rower Monica Dukarska, who was in the gallery watching proceedings yesterday and the lengthy meeting. Committee Chair Alan Kelly described Sport Ireland's handling of the situation as deeply concerning, arguing the state body should have intervened earlier to resolve the escalating conflict between athletes and their governing organisation. Even at the start of the meeting yesterday, there were some extraordinary scenes when it was confirmed the CEO and the head of the high performance plan, the current high performance director at Rowing Ireland, would not be attending the meeting. That was only notified to the committee just before the meeting got underway. Shortly before coming here this morning, I spoke to Labour Deputy and Chair of the Oireachtas Joint Committee, Alan Kelly, and I first of all put it to him about that revelation just before things got underway that key members of Rowing Ireland were not available to attend the meeting.
Yeah, it was an extraordinary day, Gerry. We had this planned for some time. Obviously, a huge amount of information has gone into the public domain. Domain by Paul Kimmett, incredible writing over a number of months, and deeply concerning what he was writing about in relation to how elite rowers were being treated, but a systemic failure almost in the organisation and from Sport Ireland, who are their governing body. But before the meeting commenced, we had the night before, the CEO was trying to contact a member of our committee. It was very kind of bizarre. We just understood she'd be coming along with the rest of the delegation. And then we also got a notification that morning that the CEO and the lead coach on lightweights wouldn't be turning up. And before that, we had communications from the solicitor of Rowing Ireland with a whole load of queries in relation to the committee's remit and process, which we had to write back from. And then just before the committee commenced, we had correspondence by email to myself and the vice chair from the CEO, which I won't get into, but basically saying why she wasn't coming. And then literally before the meeting started, we had communication from Rowing Ireland saying they were bringing their solicitor. Now, I'm around these houses 20 years, Gerry. I've never experienced anything like this. It was crazy stuff. Unprofessional wouldn't even cut it. So we ended up with three individuals inside who effectively have only been involved in Rowing Ireland at an administration level since 2023. So, I mean, honestly, the people who we really needed to talk to weren't there. But Sport Ireland were there and we had a huge engagement with them. And it was deeply concerning what happened in Rowing Ireland down through the years. The fact there wasn't an intervention from Sport Ireland, the fact that the whole attempts to put in athlete welfare charter, to put in a review after the Tokyo Games, the whole period from 2021 to 2024 particularly is very worrying. And I mean athlete welfare across a whole range of different issues. Multiple people we heard previously that 12 athletes have been dealing with psychologists. So, you know, I mean, obviously in Ireland, we've been very successful over the last decade or so when it comes to rowing at Olympics, World Championships and European Championships. But, you know, at the end of the day, we have to have, organisations that, maintain the welfare of their athletes. And, you know, straight after the meeting, the Minister for Sport, Patrick O'Donovan, announced an independent review which will be put forward in the coming weeks in relation to Rowing Ireland and Sport Ireland.
Yeah, it was also revealed yesterday that Sport Ireland, Rowing Ireland, had its Sport Ireland funding withheld on the eve of the Paris Olympics. And that was after it failed to adequately address those serious concerns about athlete safeguarding and welfare.
Yeah, basically what happened was is that, and this is new information, I don't know why Sport Ireland didn't communicate this to us previously or in their opening statement. Essentially, Sport Ireland, looks like in the middle of the Olympics, decided to withdraw funding from Rowing Ireland. And subsequently, later on that year, the head of high performance contract wasn't renewed. We asked, were they linked? I'm not sure I got a full answer. But yeah. It seemed a very strange time. But the real issue is that there was a range of concerns raised that had to have reached at some level Sport Ireland from 2021 on. And, you know, there was nothing done of substance. And it shows that, you know, when elite athletes have concerns or worries, they're very, very reluctant to bring forward those concerns to their coaches, to their national governing body, to those in management or on the board, because, as you know, you can understand that they feel that, you know, as regards their future career, as regards selection process, as regards all of that, that, you know, that might impact on them. But like, so there needs to be an independent process whereby, independent of your national governing body, whether it be boxing, rowing, or whatever else, that you can go to somebody and express your concerns, and then that will be dealt with through Sport Ireland. That doesn't exist at the moment. And really it has to, because you can see where their concerns are. I mean, I believe that the whole structure of Rowing Ireland can continue. They're bringing in independent people now to do some, to be there for athletes. I don't think the Rowing Ireland administrators should pick those people. I believe Sport Ireland should take over all of this across all national government bodies. Well,
is there a question out of all of this, Alan, in relation to what has been found out and the criticisms of the lack of intervention, or perhaps the lack of timely intervention? Sport Ireland and Dr. Una May was making the point yesterday, look, there's only so much we can do to intervene in another sport. Or should their powers be more wide-ranging because they provide the funding? Or where is that line?
Look, I don't buy the argument that their bandwidth, their demarcation, whatever you want to call it, isn't wide enough to deal with these issues. Do I believe that it can be strengthened through the remit, through legislation, possibly? But I believe there was enough there for them to be able to act. They have an MOU with Rowing Ireland, which basically talks about athletes and communications and welfare. Look, I have to pay tribute to Monica Dukarska, because, I mean, without her, and going to your former TD in Kerry there, Brendan Griffin, who also deserves a lot of praise, I don't believe the combination of that then with Paul Kimmage, I don't believe we've been having this conversation, Gerry. And this would have possibly gone under the radar again. And I think what they've also done is they've flagged an issue which goes across and needs to be dealt with potentially in other NGOs, other national government bodies. Sorry, not NGOs, national government bodies of sport, because, you know, we need to put in place the right structure so that elite athletes can, and all athletes can, put forward concerns. So I don't buy the argument that was put forward by Dr. May. I think it's something that's hidden behind quite a bit. That they couldn't intervene. They could have intervened. They should have intervened. They didn't intervene. Now we need to find out why. This will need a fairly hefty look at. And, you know, I'll be talking to the minister. He's been quite fairness. He's been quite interactive with me on issues. So as a committee, we will put forward suggestions before the terms of reference are put forward by him. And, you know, he's often taking stuff on board from us. He's not afraid to do that. So I'd be, you know, putting forward, along with my committee members, suggestions on that, because it really needs to be done, and done very quickly. The amount of people who have been in touch with me, Gerry, from rowing circuits across Ireland and Kerry over the last number of weeks has been extraordinary. And I'm not alone. Other committee members have as well had such contact. It's been extraordinary about stories. Now, a lot of these people I don't know. Some I would, have heard of. Some are elite athletes. It was an awakening for me, I have to say, an awakening for other members of the committee to hear some of the concerns and stories and the history of what has gone on. And like, we're all celebrating the success of the Donovan brothers. You know, we know it's public knowledge. We've had communication from Gary O'Donovan. I mean, who's like, he's an Olympic medalist, a world champion. You know, obviously we've had Monica, we've had Sunita, Perspora, who's a world champion. We've had loads of other people as well. So this is a systemic failure. And really, it needs to be comprehensively dealt with.
Okay, Rowing Ireland representatives maintained, finally, Alan, that the programme's culture had changed significantly since 2024. President Jane Williams said neither clubs nor athletes recognised the toxic environment described by critics, but that's I suppose that is not enough in terms of needing an independent review as to what happened, so yeah, that it doesn't happen again.
There's two things there. Firstly, that's not dealing with the historical issues.
Yeah.
And secondly, I go back to my story earlier on, you know, sometimes athletes are afraid, you know, because if they speak up. I mean, I know for a fact that, you know, there was concerns expressed by world champions in relation to how high performance was being done, Olympic medalists. And, you know, then there was changes made at the end of 2024 in relation to the high performance director because of the way in which, you know, people were expressing their concerns. I mean, but these concerns were being expressed for so many years. It wasn't just about one person, by the way. There was lots of it, just to be very clear, of different issues in relation to this. I mean, at one point, Gary Donovan wasn't able to get him to train. There's a lot of, it's not sour grapes. There's a lot of people who have been onto us who have issues in relation to selection processes, training regimes, being left injured for long periods of time, not getting the right treatment, you know. So it's a range of different issues. It's systemic. And, you know, we're certainly going to have to go through all of that.
Would you be hopeful that will be reviewed by the independent review now? That would be covered by the independent review that's been announced?
Absolutely. I think it will be. I feel that this will be wide enough. I think the quick action of the minister yesterday, straight after our committee, he obviously was watching our people, watching our committee, and to make the decision straight afterwards, I have to say I commend him for doing so, because I think it's the right thing to do. If he hadn't to actually say that he was going to do that, we were going to write to him and ask him to do it. So, you know, it's what's needed, you know.
Okay. All right. Alan, look, thanks very much.
Sorry, say hello to everybody in South Kerry. I'll be down there again soon. And my wife and daughter in particular are shouting for the treble dingle on Gaeltacht and Ballymageliot. As proud Kerry people as well as Tip people, they were delighted with the summer. We had a great summer, Jerry, because Tip and Kerry, the double, it was... And then we had the three Kerry teams went in. So congratulations to all of them. Particular affinity to Ungaeltacht. I was in Ungaeltacht and I was canvassing for Europe in 2009. And the late, great Paddy O'Shea gave me an Ungaeltacht jersey, which still fits me. And he gave it to the lads who were with me and said that if I wore it before the European election in 2009, that I'd get elected. And I did wear it because superstition carries, and indeed I got elected. So it's a treasured memory from the late, great Paddy. And it was just congratulations to everyone. It was a great few weeks.
Fantastic. Okay.
Cheers.
Alan, thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
Bye-bye.
As Deputy Alan Kelly of the Labour Party, who is the Chair of the Joint Rocks Committee of Media, Arts, Culture and Sport, talking about that hearing yesterday and the now independent review that's been called by the Minister for Sport into the high performance programme a number of years back of the Rowing Ireland organisation. If you have a view on what he had to say, what we heard yesterday, the revelation that Sport Ireland had pulled the funding for Rowing Ireland because it wasn't happy with what... With standards that it was setting and standards that it hadn't lived up to, and concerns that the athletes been taken on board right before the Paris Olympics. We only found out about it yesterday. It's pretty incredible stuff. And, you know, fair play to Monica Dukarska and Sunita Pospore and others who put themselves out there, and the work of Paul Kimmage from the Sunday Independent on writing about all of that.